That means no matter what you want, whenever it comes the 30th day of Adar, that's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Bezoya Mai Machalinon. Why will Machalo tell the Eidim to come to Bezdin, even if the Eidim will not come to Bezdin? Bezdin has the power to be Mekadesh to Chodesh, really, even if Eidim didn't see Lavona. On the 29th day or the 30th day, Bezdin has the power to be Mekadesh to the Chodesh. If you tell me now it's a Chayk, that it's always Adar, is always a Chosar, that the 30th day is always Rosh Chodesh Nisan, says, so what's the purpose of the Mechal, the Eidim, to come to Bezdin, even if they don't come to Bezdin? Bezdin will still make Rosh Chodesh Nisan on the 30th day. So Marian says, Mishrim de Mitzvah Lekadosh al Uriyam. Because when you have the possibility that Bezdin should be Mechadosh because Eidim saw the Lavona, that's always better. Even though Bezdin could be Mechadosh, even though the Eidim did not see the Lavona, but when you have the Eidim that saw the Lavona, that's always a better way. So therefore we want the Eidim to be Mechal Shabbat to come to Bezdin in order that today, the 30th day of Adar, Bezdin should make it for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Trashi al Uriyah. That means, look at the Lavona, see it, and be Mekadosh it. So the Chachidim is always an Indian that Eidim should come to Bezdin, that Bezdin is Mekadosh Lavona al-Piriya. Even though Bezdin has the right to make the Kiddush HaKadosh without Riyas of Lavona. Eger the army, some said like this. Eger the army, Omri of Nachman. Nachman said, Afana Naimitanina. Forget, I'll bring you proof. I'll bring you a proof, like we said, that it says Aloha al Shnei Chadoshim Mechal Nefesh Shabbos. So there are 2 months of the year that we let the Eidim that saw the Lavona go to Bezdin, even if it means they have to be Mechal Shabbos. He has to go Chutz Tchum. Which 2 months of the year? Al Nisan Yatishrei. These are the 2 months that the Ma'adim, that Pesach and Sukkot is totally in, we let them come to Bezdin. Now he says like this, Iyamrit, if you tell me, Iyamrit, if you tell me, if it's so, that loylam chosar, that Adar is always a chosar, it's always only 29 days, and the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, mishim hochi mechalinim. That's why there's such an Indian to be mechal Shabbat to go to Bezdin, the mitzvah mekadosh al Uriyah. Because like this, memonushach, Bezdin is going to make today Rosh Chodesh. Today is the 30th day, 29 days already went by in Adar, today is the 30th day, today is going to be Rosh Chodesh. For sure, Bezdin is going to make today Rosh Chodesh. Whether you come or not, Bezdin is going to make today Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, there's a mitzvah for you to come. Because there's a mitzvah that Bezdin should be Mekadosh Al-Pi Riyah. So since you could make it, that Bezdin will make the Kiddush Al-Pi Riyah, that's why we tell you to be Mechal Shabbos. We Bedatku want you to go today in order that Bezdin should make the Kiddush Al-Pi Riyah. Ella, but as far as like this, Eli Yamrit, Zimnin Moli, Zimnin Chosar, but if you're going to tell me really, Bezdin has the right to make an Adar sometimes a Moli. Sometimes they can make an Adar 30 days. And they'll first make Rosh Chodesh Nisan the 31st day. If so, Amai Mechalinon, how come if the Eidim saw the Lavona on the 30th day, which is Shabbos, we tell them, hurry up fast and go today on Shabbos to Bezdin, in order Bezdin to be Mekadosh HaKadosh Al-Piriya? No, don't go to Bezdin today. Wait till tomorrow, Sunday. Take a taxi tomorrow. Go to Bezdin tomorrow. And Bezdin will be Mekadosh HaKadosh tomorrow, the 31st day. And if you tell me Bezdin has a choice to do it, either the 30th day or the 31st day, so what's the big rush to get there on the 30th day on Shabbos? That they B'davkit Shemay Terei Rosh Chodesh, Lada Rabba, let Bezdin wait till tomorrow. So it's a Raya Sakeret that Bezdin for sure is going to make today. Today the 30th day, this is for sure going to be Rosh Chodesh. And today is Shabbos. So therefore we tell you, go be Mechal Shabbos in order that Bezdin should have the Hidur of the Mekadosh to Levon B'Chodesh Al-Piriya. The Eliyam, the Zim, the Moli, Zim, the Chosar, Amay Mechalinon, Navrei, Hidna, let's leave it over today for the Katsu Lamacha, tomorrow on Sunday. You'll take a cab and come to Bezdin and tell them you saw the Levona. What's the big rush to go on Shabbos? Chus Lechum. So Gemara says like this. If the third, you're right. If the 30th day of Adar comes out on Shabbos, you're right. Hokinami, you're taking right. There's no reason to be Mechal Shabbos today. Because Bezdin has the right to wait till tomorrow. So if you don't go today, Bezdin will first make Levana the Kiddush tomorrow, and tomorrow you'll get there. But you know what we're talking about here? Our Mishnah said you're supposed to be Mechal Shabbos. Hokinam, the Ikli, Yom Shloshim, the Yechud, the Shabbos. We're talking about now that the 31st day came out on Shabbos. And the Eidim saw the Lavona today on the 31st day. So it's like this. Today, for sure, Bezdin is going to make a Kiddush HaKadosh. Today's the 31st day.
Today for sure isn't be Rosh Chodesh. So maybe if you chop a rain fast and get to Bezin today, Bezin will be Mekadosh to Chodesh, Al Pi Riyah. There'll be a hider that you're making a Rosh Chodesh, Al Pi Riyah. But if you don't chop a rain to get to Bezin today, so Bezin anyway is going to have to make the Chodesh, but they're not going to do it Al Pi Riyah. That's why you let it be Mechal Shabbos. But true, Bezin could do it either the 30th or the 31st day. So when are you Mechal Shabbos? Only when Shabbos comes out on the 31st day. If Shabbos comes out on the 30th day, then you're not Mechal Shabbos. Because if you don't get to Bezin today, Bezin will wait till tomorrow, and the first Mekadosh on Sunday, and then you can get there. But when the 31st day comes out on Shabbos, today's the deadline. Bezin has to be Mekadosh today. Just if you get there, there'll be the Hiddur, or be Al Pi Riyah, therefore we'll let you be Mechal Shabbos, in order that Bezin should be Mekadosh Al Pi Riyah. The Mitzvah Kadosh Al Riyah. So there is no Stephen. No Stephen of Kana. Kana has to cash like this. It says, Kishahamikdash Kayim, the man we have the base of Mikdash, Mechalalin Af Akulam. Then every Rosh Chodesh, even if it came out on Shabbos, and Aden saw the Levon on Shabbos, they were allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to go to Bezdin. Nefnei Takonas HaKorban. Because on every Rosh Chodesh there's a Musaf, you have to bring the special Korban of Rosh Chodesh, Musafi Rosh Chodesh. So in order to Bezdin to know exactly which day to bring the Korban, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. That's Talocha. Rashi says, "Bavnei Takonis Korbanim Musafi Rosh Chodesh." She Yikarvul Bizmanim. We want to make sure to bring Musaf on Rosh Chodesh the right day. So therefore, even though today you saw Levon on Shabbos, you're allowed to run fast to Bezdin to tell them today Rosh Chodesh, bring the Korban Musaf today. Now, Midakulu Lav Mishum De Mitzvah LeKadosh Al Riyah. Is Nisan Tishrei Nami Lav Mishum the Mitzvah Kadosh Al Riyah? Rashi, Nisan Tishrei Nami Lav Mishum the Mitzvah Kadosh Al Riyah. Have a Chilu Shabbat to do. Have a Shiyu Amoradis Bizmanim Lufi told the Talavona. But the same, the reason why you can be the reason why you can Mechal Shabbos, it says the reason that the Yom Tov came out at the right time. That's the reason why. Now, just like it says here, the reason is that where Shchodesh the Korbis come out at the right time. Tamela by Nisan and Tishrei it also means. Today the Yom Tov come out at the right time. But Mashmah Stam the Indian that doesn't swim the Kaddish Al Pi Riyah, that's not so important. Has me the cool since this man the base Midish. The reason wasn't that doesn't swim the Kaddish Al Pi Riyah. It was only because of the Korban. If so, even this man is there that we don't have the Korban of Rosh Chodesh. So we're not Mechalo on all the Yom Tov. We're only Mechalo on all the Kaddishim. Only on Nisim Tishrei, it's mashmada. Why are we mechal on Nisim Tishrei? Like it says, the reason mishum l'moadim al siyam tovim, and not mishum there's a mitzvah l'kadosh al riyah. It must be like this. Iyam with pishlei mezimnin molei mezimnin chaser. It could tell me sometimes it could be a molei adar. Sometimes a chaser mishum alchem mechalinim. Therefore, mechal to know exactly when the yantovim come out. We have to know when to mekadosh, when to make the yantovim. El iyam, but if you're going to tell me. Liyolim Chosar, that Adar is always a Chosar. On the 30th day of Adar, always is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Adar is only 29 days. Amay Mechalinim, what do you have to be Mechalo for? If you tell me there's no purpose of Riyah, to Mekadosh Al Pi the Riyah, the only purpose to know is when the Yom Tov should come out. If you're going to tell me now the Yisraeli that Adar is always a Chosar, is only 29 days, so we know for sure on the 30th day of Adar, isn't to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so what do you have to be Mechalo Shabbos for? What do you have to run to tell Bezin fast? You saw the Levon last night. As if to say, if you don't tell Bezin, Bezin won't make today Rosh Chodesh. It's not true. Bezin's going to make today Rosh Chodesh no matter what. You owe the sheet that the Adar is always a Chosar. That means on the 30th day, whether they saw the Levon or whether they didn't see the Levon, Bezin makes the 30th day Rosh Chodesh. And if the only reason why he's supposed to be Mechal Shabbos is because they Bezin should make it on the right day, the Yom Tov come out on the right day, even if you're not Mechal Shabbos by Nisan, even if you don't go to Bezdin, Bezdin's going to make the Rosh Chodesh on the right day. Because the klal is, Adar is always a Chosar. Adar is always only 29 days. So for sure, on the 30th day of Adar, is going to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So there's no purpose for you to be Mechal Shabbos. The Mar says to you, the Tzarekash on you, it's a Rai Elamai no. Adar sometimes could be a Molei, sometimes could be a Chosar. So therefore, the Eidim have to get to Bezdin fast to tell them, we saw Levon last night, today is supposed to be Rosh Chodesh. In order that the Yantayim Pesach will come out on the right day, there's needs to be Mechal Shabbos. So it's a raya that Adar is not always set a chaser, But sometimes after could be a molei, sometimes it could be a chosar. That's what is an inyan for the eidim to get the bezin fast, even on Shabbos and Mechala Shabbos. Mor says, Ki yosu ula when ula came omer, avru li elul. He said, you should know, in his days, they made elul an extra day. In other words, not like we said before, elul was always a chosar, it was always 29 days. In his times, they made elul 30 days. And Rosh Hashanah first came out on the 31st day. Omar Ula said, Yadi Chavrim Bavloi, Maiti Vusi Avdina Badayu. Like Ula said, do you people in Bavlo know how much of a toivah, how much of a good thing we did for you? For the fact that we pushed off Elul Rosh Hashanah another day. In other words, the poor Sumsi, why? Maiti Vusi, what did you gain by the fact we pushed off Rosh Hashanah another day? That we didn't let Rosh Hashanah come out on the first day, but we let it push off to the 31st day? Is Ula Amin Mishum Yarka. Ula says the reason is because of the vegetables. In other words, when Bezdin saw that Shabbos comes out right after Rosh Hashanah, or else let's say Shabbos comes out first, and then Rosh Hashanah comes out. So if that's going to be the case, you're going to want to have vegetables to eat on Shabbos. So you have to pick off the vegetables on Friday. Now in those days, they didn't have refrigerators, so vegetables don't stay fresh. So you're going to have a Shabbos first. Then in Rosh Hashanah, you're going to have to pick off the vegetables for Rosh Hashanah before Shabbos, and they're not going to stay so fresh. So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the vegetables will get spoiled. So they made a takana for this purpose, that Rosh Hashanah never comes out after Shabbos. Therefore, even like this year, we have Thursday and Friday because of Sreik of the Yomah. But Mi'ikri Radin, Rosh Hashanah never comes out on Friday. Because Rabbanan didn't want that there should be a Rosh Hashanah and then a Shabbos. So maybe Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday, or else they pushed it off to be on a Monday. But never Shabbos, Sunday, or Friday Shabbos. Mishum Yarkin. Rashi says Mishum Yarkin. La Hafrit to separate Shabbos for Yom Tov. Zem is there, one from another. Kadesh lo yichmashu yirokas, the vegetable shouldn't get spoiled. Since you're going to have to pick off the vegetables erev Shabbos, they'll have to stay off for a few days so they get spoiled. So their time of Mishum Yarka, the Rabbanim made it that Rosh Hashanah never comes out right before, right after Shabbos. That's one reason. No, maybe a Jew will die on the first day, and if you have 2 days, you won't be able to be covered for him for 2 days. It's not nice, it's covered in ace. So they made it there's only one, there's an interval in between. Rashi Misumasya. La Alfred Shabbos Yom Kippurim Zemizer. So Yasriach Mace, a person that died shouldn't right away. She Yomus Yechad Mehem. She Yerisha and Vlayik for Leayam Velamacher. In order he shouldn't have to wait 2 days to bury him. So Mishamasya they made it that never comes out a Shabbos and a Yom Tov. So now if it comes out Shabbos, the next day is Chol, you can bury him the next day. My Benai, what's the difference? Ike Benai Yom Kippurim Shachal Yisach Shabbos. When Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday. Even with the shayla of masiya, dead person, there's need to push it off. Because a person dies on Shabbos, he can't bury him on Shabbos, he can't bury him Sunday because it's Yom Kippur. He's going to have to wait 2 days, that's not nice. So therefore we make Rosh Hashanah a day later, in order that Yom Kippur comes out first on Monday, not on Sunday. But the one that says the main reason is because of the vegetables, here it don't apply to Tam. Like you picked off the vegetables Friday. But only pick off enough vegetables for Shabbos, that's all. Like for Sunday, Yom Kippur, you can't eat anyway on Yom Kippur. When do you need the vegetables on Yom Kippur? L'yurta, on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Is L'yurta, Torah Chamaisi, Enech Nami? So first, rip off the vegetables on Yom Kippur by night, Mitzvah Yom Kippur. So now there's no Indian to push it off. In other words, let Yom Kippur come out on Sunday. And Enech Nami, Friday, take off vegetables just enough for Shabbos. Don't take off for Sunday. And it comes Sunday, you have to fast anyway, it's Yom Kippur. When do you want to eat the vegetables? Mitzvah Yom Kippur, go down to the field and take off the vegetables. So Mishum Yarka, in such a case, they wouldn't have pushed off the Yom Kippur. But Mishum Asiya, then they do push off the Yom Kippur. Yeah, but Mar now says, the same twice for Yom Kippur. We don't have one after another. It's only because we have Yom Kippur Sheni, that's all. Yeah.
Yom Kippur was on Sunday.
Yeah.
That implies that Sunday is going to be Erev Shabbos. Don't
hear
the same
style
about you also from
Four
Shabbos from
Arab Shabbos.
Is that true?
We didn't have
Yom Kippur. Yeah, we don't have that there, right. I don't think that. Must know, man, I don't got the chesed, that's where it comes out. I'm not sure. Right. Well, man, Yom Mishum Yaakov, yes. Mara says now, Mandiya Mishum Yaakov, the time is Mishum Yaakov, Mishum Vegetables, Lavrei Mishum Asiya. Still, Why don't you hold the Svar Mishum Afia? Mishum, maybe he'll die. Say, Nechlam, you want to tell me now when your kippah comes down on Sunday it should be all right, but why don't you agree to the Talmud, well, maybe somebody will die in Shabbos. Then you also have to push it off another day. El the Gemara says it's like a true. The one that says Mishum Yark is Maydi Mishum Afia. So what's the difference? Elika Benel Yom Tov Asamach L'Shabbos. When you have to come out before Shabbos. Beim Lefnei Beim Lachreel. Man Diyom Mishum Yakim Avrinim. Vegetables will be a problem. Or Man Diyom Mishum Asiyah Efshul Be'amni. The Lachreel is on a Yom Tov. You're allowed to have the Yid buried Ayidei Goyim. So if somebody dies on Yom Tov, there wouldn't be a problem. Let the Goyim bury him. And Echnam, if he dies on Shabbos, you don't bury him Ayidei Amnim. But if he dies on Yom Tov, there wouldn't be a problem. So therefore, Mishum Asiyah, we don't care if Yom Tov comes out right after Shabbos. But still, why don't you agree to the reason of vegetables? You shouldn't make a yontif in the Shabbos with some of the vegetables. And the Gemara, this is the nafkimina. He yields vegetables you could preserve. Or even if they got a little bit spoiled, all you got to do is just cook them up. You cook them up in hot water, you make them edible again. So therefore, he doesn't know such a big time with shumyaki. So the Gemara, yachi is so, maishnol didan, I feel the two. Like, what are you saying? Dafka Bogle had such a big favor out of this takonim. It's at the corner for the people in Eretz Yisrael also. That the Gemara will be Dan Chavilu Lo Nalma. That the Tula Chavilu Lo Yalma. That in Bovel it's very, very hot. So for them the vegetables will get very spoiled. So they gain a lot on this Takona. In Eretz Yisrael it's not so hot though. Since it shows higher up. So therefore true we gain, but not so much. The Tavor is more for the Bnei Bovel than it is for Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Because in Bovel either a mace will rot away much faster or the vegetables will get spoiled much faster. Mashenka in Eretz Yisrael, if it has to wait 2 days, it wouldn't be so gefelich. It's cool, there's a breeze there. There, the mace could wait 2 days. But about it, still a table. But the Ika table was Mishum, Vinay Bubble. All right, I'll stop here. Yeah. Yeah, home Davchov. Davchov from Ralph in the middle. Yeah, so far we just came out to say that what that sometimes they push off Elul. They could make Elul an extra day in order to make Rosh Hashanah a day later for a certain purpose for Tzurich. If there's a big purpose involved, we push off Rosh Hashanah in order that Yom Kippur should not come out right after Shabbos, either Mishum Yakis or the vegetables shouldn't get spoiled, or else Mishum Asiyah. If somebody dies, you shouldn't have to rot for 2 days, so therefore we make it Yom Kippur should not come out right after Shabbos. For the Gemara Eini, it's not that way. For Tony Rabba Bashmuel, Yochol, I would think that Kishem Shemavrin Es Hashanah L'Tzurich, the same way Bezdin has a right sometimes to make an extra month, they can make the year 13 months, if there's a tzurich involved, they're allowed to make an extra month. It's kach the same way. Mavrin es hachodesh l'tzurich. If there's a purpose, maybe I can make the month an extra day. Because even though the levana was sawed on the 30th day, and you want to make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh, if you want, you can push it off another day. That's what I would think. Talmud Lomah, the pasuk says not like that. The pasuk says hachodesh hazeh lochem Rosh Chodeshim kizeh rei v'kadesh. It means when you see the new moon, you see the new Rosh Chodesh, you have to be in the Kaddish today. So if you see the new moon on the 30th day, you have to say today is Rosh Chodesh. Even though there's a purpose of pushing it off till tomorrow to make the Yom Kippur won't come out after Shabbos, mashmi you can't do it. Like Rashi says, Kizei Rei the Kaddish. Kivan Shetira, as soon as you see the Levona, Kaddish Boi Bayim, you have to be in the Kaddish, the new Rosh Chodesh, the new month, that day, you can't push it off. On my Rav says, Lakash, there's no Sira. I'll tell you, kan la'avrui, kan la'kachoy. It depends if you want to push it off a day, that you could do. La'avrui means even if the Edim saw the new moon today on the 30th day, if Bezdin wants to, they don't have to make Rosh Chodesh today, they can wait till the 31st day to make Rosh Chodesh. But kan la'kachoy, let's say Bezdin wants to make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh, and the Edim did not see the Levona, that they can't do, that's the Chiddush. Rashi, la'avrui. Lastly, it says, Tachosimol, if you want to make a month that was only 29 days. Now, the 30th day, you already saw the new moon. So really, the 30th day should be the new Rosh Chodesh. If you want to mull it, you'll have to push it off a day. Litzarech Mutter. That's Mutter. Because the mice of the Edim already saw the new moon, so they have a right to push it off if they want to. But Lekatshoi, the Yom Shloshim, if Bezdin wants to make the new month a day early, like really on the 30th day of Adar, the Edim did not see the new moon yet. So really the 30th day should not be Rosh Chodesh. Now if Bezdin wants to make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh, that they can't do. That's Lekatshoi. It means B'yoyim Shloshim, the Alavona Loi Niris. They did not see the new moon yet. V'im Yamtinu Ad Yoyim Mocha Yeh Shavas V'yom Kippah Smuchim. And if they wait to first make Rosh Hashanah, The next day, the 31st day, it's going to come out that Shabbos and Yom Kippur will come out one after another. So there's been one Sabbath to make Rosh Hashanah a day earlier. The locher is then, ain't mekatshin l'tzorich. That you're not allowed to do. In other words, true, the Pasuk says you can only make a Kiddush HaChodesh if the Eidim told you they saw the new moon. So you have to have Eidim seen the new moon. But the Kiddush is, though, if they saw the new moon on the 30th day, if Bezdin wants to, they can wait till the 31st day to first make the Rosh Chodesh then. Because there's no stira, they have the Eidim, they'll first use the Eidim tomorrow. Just if you want to make it a day earlier, that you can't do, because then you don't have Eidim, nobody saw the new moon. Vokikoma, this is what the Brisa meant to say. Yochalai would have thought that Kishen Shemavrin Es Hashona, the Es HaChodesh Tzorich. The same way you're allowed to put an extra month to a year if there's a purpose. You can put an extra day to the month if there's a purpose. Kach, I would have thought, Mekachin Es HaChodesh Tzorich, maybe you could like take away a day from the month if it's a Tzorich. In other words, now the 30th day of Adar. You want to make today Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You have a reason for it. But Adam didn't come, they did not see the Levona. So how do I know that you can't do that? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. This month has to be for you. That means, Kizei Re'ei V'Kadesh. That means, when could Bezdin make the new Rosh Chodesh? Only at Kizei Re'ei. If they saw the Levonim, if you have these two Eidim coming and saying they saw the new moon, then Bezdin has the right to say, Kadesh, today is Rosh Chodesh. But if the Eidim did not come yet, today is the 30th day, even if Bezdin wants to make today Rosh Chodesh, they can't do it. That's what this month Yom holds. What? Same thing, they couldn't do it. A day early, they couldn't do it. You couldn't even catch the 30th day.
What happens if on the
Zman? What do you mean, the Zman? Either 30th, if the 30th day, you need Eidim. If they don't come the 31st, then you could do it. 31st, you don't need Eidim. You'll do it on the 30th day, you need Eidim. Zumar v'chiha diyomer Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Like Rabbi Shur ben Levi said, Ma'aymin alo Eidim al ha'chodesh shenira bizmanoi lavroi. Maina means you like scare the Eidim, we tell the Eidim, hold off your Eidim, don't say Eidim. It means Maina, we tell them, hold off your Eidim, don't come to Bezdin now. Al Eidim al HaChodesh Nira B'Zmanai. That's true, the Eidim saw the new moon on the 30th day. But Bezdin does not want to make today Rosh Chodesh, they want to make first tomorrow. So we tell the Eidim, wait and first come tomorrow, Lavroi. That's what you're allowed to do, to push off the month another day. But to push off Rosh Chodesh another day. But the aim I'm in al Eidim, but you can't like scare the Eidim, force the Eidim to come to say Eidis, Allah Chayde Shalem Nirabizmanai, on the 30th day of Adar that went by and they did not see the Levonim, Lekachoi, in order to make them come and say, yeah, we saw the moon, like to tell them they say Sheker, that you can't do. That's the same shot. In other words, Bezdin can't make the new moon, the new Rosh Chodesh, unless there are Eidim that saw the moon on the 30th day. And Eidim did not see the moon, new moon, Bezdin cannot make today Rosh Chodesh. That's one shita. Furthermore, Amy, it's not like that. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya the Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya sent a message, sent something to Rabbi Ami. He said like this, Heavy Yoidin, you should know, Shekol Yom of Shereb Yechanin, all the days of Rabbi Yechanin, Ho Yomalam Deinu, they used to teach us like this, that Ma'imin Alo Eidim, you are allowed to scare the Eidim, force the Eidim. Allah Chodesh Lanir B'Zmanai. Even if today was the 30th day, and really the Eidim did not see the new moon today. Nobody saw the new moon. Still, you're allowed to force the Eidim to come to Bezdin, L'Kadishoy. To say like, to be Mikadosh to Rosh Chodesh. Afal Pish Leiru. Even though the Eidim really did not see it, Yoyim Rurinu. We're allowed to tell the Eidim, come and like, say something false, but Tzarech. They hold you are allowed to do with the Tzarech. If there's a purpose involved to make Rosh Chodesh today, you're allowed to tell Eidim, come and say you saw. Even though they didn't see it, there's a purpose involved, it's mutter to do it. So it's not like the Man Yom we had before. Here you could make a Rosh Chodesh even though Eidim did not see the Levona. So Amar Abaye said like this, you should know, Le Kasha. I tell you there's no theory here. Ho the Nisan the Tishrei, Ho the Shar Yachin. Depends which month of the year. Nisan and Tishrei are very important months to make the Yom Tovim come out the right time of the year, the right days. So for them, if Bezdin sees fit to make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, even though the Eidim did not see the Levona, they have a right to do it. They can be Ma'imin, they tell that Eidim to come and say they saw it, they can be Mekadosh, then become Mekadosh the new month. Ma'ashenkin, on the rest of the months of the year, then Bezdin can't do it. And Rashi says, Benisim v'tishrei, Sha'amoy do'isluyim behem, that the month, the Yom Tovim are told in it, Mekadosh l'tzorich. Since the Yom Tovim are told in Pesach and Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, and then Yom Kippur, those months, Nisan and Tishrei, Besdin could make a day earlier. Ma'ashenken, b'shar yachiloi. The entire Mazat Rashi, Rashi speaks out what should be the whole purpose to do it, then what purpose is why they should want to do it. Kamash Malon, the other months, they're not allowed to do it. So therefore, there's no Sira. Rav Ram Rav says another Terence. Hode Tony Rabba Bashmuel Acherimi. That he said, that you can't do it, that Bezdin can't make the Rosh Chodesh a day early if they did not see the new moon, that goes according to Acherim. So Kitzes HaMachlekes HaNoyim. The Tanya will end like this. Acherim saying, Ein Bein HaTzeres LeHaTzeres. From this year Shavuos to next year Shavuos, there's no difference. The Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah LeRosh Hashanah. From this year Rosh Hashanah to next year Rosh Hashanah, El Adalid Yom Bavad. There's only 4 days difference. In other words, if Rosh Hashanah this year came out on Sunday, on Yom Rishon, next year it's going to be 4 days later, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. In other words, the Chesed Magrash says it like this. Acherim hi, the of the Amri le'oilom kol achadoshim, echad molev v'echad chaser. There's a straight order how the months go. It's always 1 month is 30 days, then the next month is only 29 days. Kiseida moilot halavona. The way the new moon is like born. Really, every 29 and a half days, that's when the new moon is created. That's what happens every single month. The new moon is created, really, 29 and a half days later. So 2 months together, that's 59. So therefore, if 1 month is 30, and 1 month is 29, you always have the good cheshbin. That's the way it always comes out. 1 month is 29, 1 month is 30. So therefore, from 1 year to another year, it's only 4 days later. If this year and Yom Rishon came out Rosh Hashanah, next year Rosh Hashanah will come out on Thursday. This is the cheshbin. The 12 months. The 354 days. Now the Asholah Shmeis v'Chamishim Kulam Shurayim. 350 comes out perfect 2 weeks. Nimsa nitchalal on Arba Yomim. So 54 days. So there's only 4 more days. So from this year Rosh Hashanah to next year Rosh Hashanah will only be 4 days in the week later. So now according to the Acherim, Bezdin never makes a day earlier, a day later. There's always a chayk. That's the way the months always go. 1 month is always a sholem, is always 30 days, and the next month is always 29 days. So that's pshat the first man the Yomim that Bezdin can't push off a day and make it earlier. You can't change around the months. There's a Seder Kavua how the months have to be. Right. It's a different Svara, but that's what he's saying, right? Yeah. The Imhoisa Shonim Uberis, let's say this year had an extra month to it, then Chamisha, then there'll be 5 days later. Rav Dimi Menadoi Mas Nibcha, he learned just the opposite, like this. Mai Menal Edim, we scare the Edim, talk them into if Bezdin wants to make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day of Elul, they want to make Rosh Hashanah, and Edim didn't come, nobody saw the Levona, they have a right to force the Edim to come and say they saw the Edim, they saw the Levona, had to say Sheker. But the opposite way, no. The Yain Maimon al Edim, we don't force the Edim to come. If everybody saw the moon today, on the 30th day, people saw the moon, Lavroi. We can't tell them, don't come today, but rather first come tomorrow and tell Bezdin tomorrow you saw the moon on the 31st day first. My time, what's the story this way? What's the difference? He says, Hai Mechzik Shikra, Hai Le Mechzik Shikra. One looks like lying, one doesn't look like a sheker. Trashi, Hai Mechzik Shikra. Kishaniris Bizmanai, when the Levona really was sworn on the 30th day, the Ein or Midin, you don't come to say Aegis today. Harbi Acherim Yeshurim.